A memorial service was also held on Fort Wainwright yesterday to honor soldiers killed during the Stryker Brigade's deployment to Afghanistan. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
21 Fort Wainwright-based Strykers were killed during the year-long tour in Afghanistan. Brigade Commander Sergeant Major Bernie Knight asked the thousands who gathered for the memorial to respect and honor them.
Each soldier we pay tribute to here today has touched us all, and I ask you all to hold on to your lasting memories. These soldiers sacrificed more than we can repay and did this unselfishly. They made the greatest gesture one could when they said, "Here I am. Send me."
A memorial marker was unveiled and the names of the fallen soldiers were read.
Sergeant Jeffrey C.S. Scherer. PFC Dustin P. Napier.
Soldiers, family, and friends filed past the memorial marker to pay their respects. The procession included Strykers wounded in attacks that killed their comrades. Corporal Cannon Davis, who lost a leg to an IED blast, says soldiers understand the risk, but the reality is different.
Everybody knew that it could happen, that everybody took on the same risk that they did, and they paid the ultimate price, and that's just, amazing. And my heart really goes out to the families.
Another Stryker who lost a leg in Afghanistan, Sergeant Steve Jackal, expressed similar empathy and shared feelings about coming home a wounded warrior.
The people of America feel really in debt to us more than I ever knew. When you go to combat, it's either you think of, you're going to die or you're going to live. You never really see the in-between.
Sergeant Jackal says the loss he's experienced underscores his commitment to the country and freedom. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.